You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This weekend, thousands of deacons from around the world will be in Rome to celebrate the Jubilee of Mercy for Deacons with Pope Francis. Deacons have a special role in the Church's mission of mercy. Alexander MacDonald spoke to Deacon David Howell to find out more.
Deacons and their families from around the world are convening in Rome this weekend to participate in a Jubilee for Deacons as part of the year-long celebrations for the extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy. Reverend David Howell is a deacon studying here in Rome and a seminarian at the Venerable English College. He told us a bit about the origins of this ministry in the church.
It began with an argument in the early church over two groups, those who'd come from the Jews and those who'd come from the Greeks. And they were arguing about the distribution between their two groups. And so they needed men full of faith and the Holy Spirit who could sort out these domestic problems, if you like, while the apostles were preaching, spreading the good news. And so they ordained seven men who they knew were full of faith in the Holy Spirit who could sort out these problems. And it's very interesting because as soon as they do that, the Bible tells us the word of God increased and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly.
He also says the role of the deacon is rooted in mercy foremost because of its connection to the sacraments.
Well, I think the two moments of mercy that come to my mind when I think of being a deacon are the two sacraments that the deacon administers, and the sacrament of baptism, which is, there's probably no greater act of mercy than that, especially when it's an infant being baptized, because the infant has no good work to show. It doesn't deserve baptism. There's nothing it's done to deserve that wonderful gift of God living in its soul.
And as thousands of deacons descend on Rome, it's appropriate to celebrate the diaconate in the context of the Jubilee of Mercy with the Holy Father.
Well, I think mercy is a message that we need to hear again and again and again because it's almost too good to be true. And I think the deacon is one who can really give that message. I mean, the deacon, one of his roles is to proclaim the gospel and to preach. And so I think that's really where the diaconate comes into the year of mercy.
The program of events for the weekend includes making a pilgrimage through one of the holy doors in Rome and culminates in a Mass with Pope Francis on Sunday. I'm Alexander MacDonald.